So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here being joined now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He is Mike Golic Sr., Westwood One Sports NFL analyst. He'll be on the call for the Packers and Bears Game 3 coming up this weekend. And, of course, you can also check him out on FanDuel Sports Network, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4 o'clock. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Looking forward to some playoffs.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I first got to ask you this. You're a senior. You obviously have the junior because you guys do the TV show together. I am the fourth in my family, and it ends there because my girl refused to name the next one the fifth because of what I do for a living and said that's unfair to him. You can't do that. So it ends there at four. How much conversation was there before you named him your name?
We my wife and I were pretty set on it, pretty set on having a junior. I didn't know what difficulties it would cause us being in the same business now, having to go by senior and junior. But we were pretty set on that with the first boy that we would have.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. Okay, now we get that out of the way. Let's talk about this Packer-Bears game coming up on Saturday night primetime at Soldier Field. The last time they saw each other, win played a factor for sure. And they're saying this game is probably going to be somewhere in that same area with a potential chance for snow too. You start talking about bad element games. Who does that favor more in this one between the Packers and Bears?
Well, I mean, bad weather always favors a better running team. And the Bears are a really good running team. I think, they're third in the NFL, over 144 yards. So anytime you can keep the ball on the ground and control the clock in bad weather, I think that's an advantage. So certainly a team with a good defense, but basically a good running game if they can get any kind of running game going. Because as a defensive player, you don't know where the play is going. And I played in a lot of bad weather as a defensive player, and you definitely have to be careful of your footing.
Is the advantage in that when you start talking about bad footing, the offensive line or the defensive line? We always hear wide receiver versus cornerback. The wide receiver has the advantage in that one. What about on the line?
Oh, it's the offensive line because, again, they know where they're going. So they can start to get the step on you, and it can just magnify in bad weather because you're basically – a beat behind if you don't get off on the snap right away. They know the snap count, you don't. So that gives them a natural jump. And in bad weather, that can be magnified. So definitely the O-line and a running attack is an advantage.
Time with Mike Golic Sr. here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Obviously, Packer fans want more than just getting into the playoffs. Josh Jacobs, Packers running back, said that we're a spoiled organization and fan base because they always go to the playoffs, which I get.
Yeah.
I've been trying to hammer home as much as I can that when you have as many injuries as the Packers have right now, a stud tight end in Tucker Kraft, your best pass rusher in Micah Parsons, Devontae Wyatt really hurts their ability to stop the run on the defensive line. Elgton Jenkins, who maybe didn't play well, but still was your starting center. He's gone. Wide receiver depth, you're down to about four guys, and that's it because you've lost all the depth behind that to injuries. Is it reasonable to say, hey, look, if this doesn't go right, you have to point to injuries as far as what went wrong with the Packers?
Well, players will never use it as an excuse. That's the thing. If you're fielding a team and you're out there in the playoffs, then as a player and a coaching staff, there are no excuses. You play with who you have, and you plan on winning with who you have. Now, when all is said and done, you take a breath that the season ends for them. You can look back and say, well, certainly some injuries cost us, but everybody has injuries, some certainly more than others. And you're right, losing a tight end and Tucker Kraft, you lost him a while ago. Losing Micah Parsons, obviously not all that long ago. You lost, the Packers have lost their last four games, haven't gotten to the passer a whole lot. You certainly can kind of see how it's changed mean, Jeff Hafley, the D coordinator, has to kind of scheme pressure a little more than just letting four go when you had Micah Parsons to get pressure. But again, you don't, if you feel the team and you're on the field, nobody feels sorry for you and there's no excuses.
This might seem crazy, and I'm sure it probably will seem crazy to you, but going against Caleb Williams, I almost feel like you don't necessarily have to have all kinds of crazy pressure, because it feels like anytime he's out of that pocket running around with his hair on fire, that's when he comes up with the big plays and makes something happen, whether it would be with his legs or with his arm. The big thing for the Packers has to be to stop that run if they're going to win this game, and if Caleb Williams beats you sitting in the pocket, so be it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing about pressures, is when you're getting pressure, you don't want to let the quarterback escape. I've seen more times this year quarterback escaping, especially to the right for a right-handed quarterback, which is gold for a quarterback to extend the play, whether it's with his legs or with his arms. Oh, but yeah, but no doubt Green Bay's number one job is to stop the run. I mean, Caleb Williams has the worst completion percentage of qualified quarterbacks in the league. And his way of making big plays is in a scramble. But that doesn't mean you don't want to get a rush on him. You want to get a disciplined rush on him. You want to keep him in the pocket and squeeze it and don't let him go anywhere when they have to pass. But certainly stopping the run is without.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Question the number one thing.
Micah Parsons, when he was healthy earlier in the year, Rashawn Gary benefited greatly. He had like seven and a half sacks right there in the first half of the year. And then the couple of weeks leading up to Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary hadn't racked up a sack in several weeks. And now with Micah Parsons out, the same thing comes into play here. And if, as you said earlier, you're going to have to scheme it up, what has happened, in your opinion, to Rashawn Gary, why he's not able to get home as much as he was earlier in the year?
Well, I mean, you know, he hasn't really been a double-digit sack guy through
ever.
His career, has he?
Nope, never.
So there wasn't the expectation that that was going to happen. Though with Micah Parsons, you know, eating up double teams, there was a thought that Rashawn Gary could do that.
Yep.
Now Micah's gone, and you're back to you have to have your guys win one-on-one battles. And Green Bay struggles with winning, you know, a higher percentage of one-on-one battles. Micah Parsons didn't. He had the pressures. He had the quarterback hits. He had the double teams. You take that away, and now all of a sudden the O-line, quite honestly, when they're not looking at and seeing number one across from them, knowing they're going to slide to number one, knowing that he affects the game plan, it becomes a little more stable.
The other issue that Packers have had, and we go back to that run, is that defensive tackle position. Since Devontae White went out, they brought in Riley from the Giants practice squad, and he did well for a couple of games, and then he went out, and now he is gone, too. How do you go about stopping this Bears run game if you're Jeff Hafley going into this one, knowing you struggle up front doing that with just four?
Well, I mean, listen, D-tackles and something that I was – your job is to obviously make plays at the line of scrimmage or eat up, with a combo block. When
yep.
center and guard try and block you, the D tackle and the linebacker, don't let the lineman off on the linebacker. Let the linebacker stay clean to make a play. Junk it up in the middle. Don't get blown off the ball. Play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Make the running back go east and west. You don't necessarily have to make the tackle as an interior D lineman to affect the play. You can affect the play without it showing up in the box score. Obviously, your teammates know that. But what you can't do, and really what no defender can do, but especially on the interior when a run is between the tackles, is you can't trade one for one. You can't let a guard block you and not get off the block and be part of the play or part of the tackle or affect the running back moving at all. It's called trading one for one. You trade one for one, the offense wins almost every time.
Time with Mike Golic Sr., Westwood One NFL sports analyst, will be on the call for the Packers and Bears coming up this weekend. Also, of course, Golic and Golic, which you can hear on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin from 2 to 4 p.m., right while we're doing this show as well. We talk about Jordan Love at quarterback. There's kind of a mixed review, I think, from this Packers fan base on him. There are some that say, yeah, they paid him all of this money, but is he really worth it? When we start talking about big games and winning in playoffs and going to a Super Bowl, can he still be that guy? Then there are others that are fully on board with Jordan Love and think they made the right decision. From what you've seen out of Jordan Love now here in year three as a starter, what do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, we're at the point with the quarterback that when you have to make a decision to pay, the thought is, do you pay or where do you go? Who are you getting that's going to be better? And that was Green Bay's thought. You know, who are we going to get? You know, we like what Jordan Love is doing, especially against the Bears. He's 4-2 against the Bears,
yep.
But he's actually 4-0 when he finishes the game twice, including this year. He got hurt during a game, and they lost both those games. But the time he finished against the Bears, he's 4-0. I like Jordan Love. And once you get the big money, you are then judged on taking this team deep into the playoffs, especially when you followed Aaron Rodgers, who followed Brett Favre, you know, of which, you know, you have Super Bowl quarterbacks. By the way, Brett Favre, and I'm sure this has been talked about, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Bart Starr, all 27,
yep,
when they won a championship, and Jordan Love, 27. But, yeah, I was all on board with them keeping Love, paying him what a quarterback gets paid. It's market value. You can sit there and say overpaid, underpaid, but it's market value to lead this team. So, yeah, I am all on board with Jordan Love without question.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in your mind, and in what aspects would you say he's improved?
Well, I think one of the biggest places he's improved is getting rid of the ball. I mean, last year, now the offensive line was part of it as well.
Yeah.
He was sacked 68 times. That was O-line, and that was Caleb Williams. I mean, just holding onto the ball too long, running backwards too much. And so he contributed to that 68 sacks. You know, now they've given up 24. And what helped there is they have only one returning starter, Darnell Wright, on the O-line. You really redid the interior guard, center, and guard with Tooney, Dahlman, and Jackson. And that's been a huge benefit both in the run and pass protection up the gut, because that's where quarterbacks hate pressure the most, is straight up the gut. But Caleb is a natural progression. And certainly with Ben Johnson, he makes quicker reads. He gets rid of the ball quicker. He doesn't hold on to it. He doesn't have as much happy feet. Makes great plays outside the pocket, as we've seen. But he's maturing as a quarterback and getting rid of the ball quicker than he did last year.
How much is experience a deal in this game? I mean, Ben Johnson obviously has been in playoff games as a coordinator, never as a head coach. Caleb Williams going into his first game. LaFleur's been in a bunch of playoff games as a head coach. Love has obviously been in playoffs game each year as a starting quarterback for the Packers. Does that help lean the scale one way or the other?
Well, what it does is not so much for the start of the game. I mean, you're preparing like it's another week. But during the game, when it gets to pressure moments, there's the reality, kind of like the game I called last week, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, the reality one team was going on in the playoffs and the other team was going home. So how do teams handle pressure as the game goes on, knowing you win, you move on, you lose, the next day there's the ultimate stoppage of your cleaning out your locker for the off season. So how do people deal with that pressure, knowing there's no next week, there's no, oh, we'll make up for it next week. It's you lose and you go home. So how does a player individually handle the pressure of the game as it goes on?
Okay, Mike Golic Sr., you tell me, prediction time, who you got?
Oh, I can't call it. I'm calling the game.
Oh, nobody will hear it. Just you and me. Nobody else will know what you said. It'll be fine.
No can do. No can do. Got to stay unbiased.
I tried. Mike Golic Sr., of course, Westwood One Sports NFL analyst, does a great job. Hear him on the Packers and Bears game this weekend. And, of course, Golic and Golic on FanDuel Sports Wisconsin from 2 to 4 during the week. Thanks so much for coming on, Mike. Appreciate it.
You got it. No problem.
There is Mike Golic Sr. joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.